This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the interview. Hey, everybody. I'm here with portrait photographer and business coach, Lori Nordstrom. Now, she's been at it for over 15 years. I'm really excited to have this conversation. Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
And I want to make sure I got that right. It has been over 15 years, correct?
It's been almost 20 years now.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Time definitely flies.
Time flies, that's for sure. And the industry has completely changed in that amount of time.
I'm sure. And I can't wait to get into it. And just to give our listening audience a little bit of background, I had chatted with Jeffrey Shaw for this podcast, and he actually recommended Lori. And so right away I reached out, and I so appreciate you being willing to share with us, Lori, how you run your business and just giving us some insight into your everyday life.
Absolutely. And I was thrilled that Jeffrey recommended me for this, and he is such a great guy and runs a great business, and he's also a business coach, so I know that he gives a lot of great information and a lot of great insight. So that was super nice of him.
Yeah. And during his interview, I felt like he should have been charging for what it occurred to me halfway through. I'm like, he's dropping value bombs left and right. It was awesome.
That's great.
Excellent. Well, you know, first, I want to have our listening audience really get to know you. So, Lori, give us an overview of yourself, your background, and what you're up to today.
Wow. Well, I did start almost 20 years ago, and it was back when my older two kids were little. And it was film in the film days. And you know, I feel like that's like caveman days. But I would take my kids out once a month or so and shoot a roll of film. And at the time, I owned a hair salon. And I started taking those photos that I would take and taking them to my hair salon and putting them up, of course, showing off my kids. And people just started asking, you know, who did that? Who photographed your kids? And then when I would tell them that I did it, they started asking if I would photograph their kids. So it happened very organically and just with my own clients. And I am still a huge believer in displays. And it's because that's what started my business, really, was, you know, just showing off those images. And my first quote unquote display back in the day was in my own hair salon of my own kids. But that's really what got me jump started. And, you know, and it just went from there. It just kind of organically evolved. I started photographing more and more and eventually said, I'm done cutting hair. I want to be a photographer. And wow. Just made the transition.
Wow. And quick question. You mentioned displays. So you're talking about a physical display of your photographs for people to see.
Yes, absolutely. And that's definitely one of the things that has really grown my business over the years. I continue to have and work displays with other businesses, and I always want to work with and select other businesses that are like-minded. They've got the same type of target client that I have. And so I kind of hand select those businesses and work with them very closely on getting the news out about my business. And I, of course, share theirs. And then I have displays there. And so, and that's just something that, I mean, without that, I don't know that I would have the business that I have today. I have moved a lot, and every time I move, I've now been in the same location for quite a while. But every time I would move, I would go and pick these businesses that I wanted to be partnered with and do displays with them. And it really was my kind of my marketing, was networking with these other businesses in that way.
And so I'm a visual person. I'm trying to physically describe one of these displays to us.
Yeah, well, basically what I do is I start a relationship with another business that I know has my same target client and get to know them and find out how I can help them. And usually, and I'll go ahead and just throw this out there, the best way that I have found these days and probably the last 10, 12 years, I've been doing this, but is by, if I want to work with a business, I just call them and I say, hey, I love what you're doing. I give them a compliment about something that they've got going on, whether it's their product or their storefront or whatever it is. And, you know, I love what you're doing. I'd love to get to know you a little bit better. How would you feel about me coming by and doing a quick interview with you, taking some images and writing a blog post about you? And you know what? People don't say no to that.
Huh.
And so it's the easiest way to get in front of someone by just using the tools that we have, which is our camera. And, you know, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate as far as an article goes. You know, just writing up something quick about their product or service or them as a person, how they got started, and just writing up a quick little article and getting that done for them along with some images. And it's the best way to get to know someone. And it's also the easiest way in to whoever you want to get in front of. And it really starts the relationship because you have provided them with something of value and then they're ready and open to other opportunities. And so, you know, I start a relationship with someone and do something like that for them. And I'll go back and talk about other ways that we might work together and grow our businesses together. And one of those ways is to help them celebrate their own community, their client base, by photographing them and having their images hanging there in their office or their store or whatever, you know, their establishment. And so I'll go in and photograph their walls and I'll actually lay out a wall display. And so I'll let them know, hey, I think 12 portraits is what you need. Or I think, you know, whatever the situation is, up and down hallways and in exam rooms, whatever this situation is, I'll go and photograph these walls and do a design for them on the walls. And I'll go back and I'll say, you know, hey, let's pick your 12 favorite clients, and I'll call them, or you can call them if they want to call. I'll put a script together for them. And we call basically and say, you know, hi, I'm Lori Nordstrom. I'm a photographer here in the area. I'm working with XYZ business, and we're hanging new artwork there in their business. And they have chosen your family to be one of our models. And so it's a win-win all the way around because we're helping them to build their community and celebrate their favorite clients. But it's also bringing new clients to me right there from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really great win-win. And then we have this display hanging and I usually try to do something that I would do right in someone's own home. And so I'm hanging a canvas gallery wrap collection or framed prints, whatever suitable for the business. And then, you know, showing off their favorite people.
And so when you're working with these businesses and you're doing these displays, are you initially doing that for free?
The business does get it for free. I provide that artwork for them. Mm-hmm. However, I'm selling to each one of the clients. And so I let them know that they're going to get to be the models for the new artwork in the business. And then at some point, it's something that you never, ever have to bring up because they're going to ask. And I don't ever bring it up until they ask, but they will ask something like, you know, even if it's, what do I get out of this? Or they say, do I get to see all the images or do I get to buy anything? I mean, they're going to ask the questions. And then my answer every time is just, you know, absolutely. I'm going to walk you through this process just like a regular client. And I'm going to show you all the images after your session. And if there's anything you'd like to purchase, that's great. If not, that's okay too. But I am going to treat you just like a regular client and I'm going to expect that you're going to love everything. And so I'm just planting the seeds for the sale, but there's no hard pressure. There's never any, you know, obligation. And I tell them that from the beginning, that there's no obligation to buy. But in over 15 years of doing this, I've never had someone that didn't buy from me. And that pays for my display.
Wow. Okay. I'm over here taking notes furiously. I love this. It's like 10 minutes into the interview and you've just outlined a step by step.
We just kind of jumped in, didn't we?
I know, you know, it's, but it's this, these actionable tips that I really, really like.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. I just had someone just probably 2 months ago that I'm working with to do a display there in their offices. And when I went and met with the owners and sat down about this, you know, they said, well, we're not really sure we want you to sell to our clients. And, you know, what are our other options? Do you have to do a sale? And I said, oh, absolutely. If you'd rather just purchase the portraits from me for your display, that's totally fine. What is your budget for artwork? And then they were like, oh, no, never mind. We like your way better. You know, and so it's just having those answers ready and just being able to communicate back, you know, be sure there's a yes answer for everything, but it's going to work for me as well. Right. So, you know, just having that answer in them right away. Oh, no, we like your way. And so it's always worked out that, you know, I do treat them just like regular clients. It's a regular full session. And then I bring them back to view their images just like regular clients, walk them through the whole process. And so they do buy, you know, they want what we're doing.
That is awesome. And, you know, I've looked at your portfolio before, but I couldn't resist looking at it again. And I'm seeing here under your galleries that your focus is really children, or, well, expecting mothers, newborns, and then kids, correct?
Yeah, my focus is really the family and the mm-hmm. growing family. And so, you know, I want, my goal is certainly a client for life. And I don't photograph weddings anymore. But, you know, when I did photograph weddings, I didn't want it to stop at the wedding. I wanted those babies. I wanted them pregnant. I wanted their growing family. And now that is my focus. I would say that my favorite thing to photograph is kids. I mm-hmm. love photographing kids. But of course, with family sessions, I make more money. And so I do market to the family. And then we have special events for kids. And I photograph high school seniors as well.
Interesting. Okay, excellent. And, you know, very briefly, I want to touch on the gear that you're using. And then I want to bring the conversation back to the business side, because yeah. I find that really fascinating. But just briefly share with us, what is your typical go-to gear for a family shoot?
Well, I am a Canon girl. And so I've got the 5D Mark III mm-hmm. is what I'm currently using. And I have two favorite lenses. Indoors with studio lighting, I'm pretty much using the 24-70 2.8. And I would say that's 95-98% of the time. That's just my go-to indoor lens. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I am not a prime person. I like my zooms. and you know, and that's all just personal preference. Right. But I typically, with almost every shot, I am, before I move them again, I'm doing a headshot, a mid-length, and then a full length. And with a zoom lens, you can do that without moving your body.
Absolutely.
And so I love my zooms. And outdoors, I'm shooting primarily a 70 to 200 2.8. And love both of those lenses. And I have bought many, many other lenses over the years, but those continue to be my go-tos, the ones that I use almost all the time.
Excellent. And, you know, tell us, what is your favorite photography accessory other than your camera and why?
Oh, you know, I am not big on accessories at all. I don't shoot with a lot of props. I don't shoot with a lot of, you know, extra stuff. And as far as accessories go, you know, it's a funny question for me because I don't get into all the stuff. I don't spend a lot of money on photography gear. But I would say that if I had to choose like one thing that I couldn't live without, it's my sales software. Mm. And I use Preview. It's Preview.com is where you can find that. And that's I would give up a lens before I gave up Preview.
Could you spell that for us one more time?
Yes, it's Preview. V as in Victor, U, Preview.
Excellent.
And I just love it. It's a sales presentation software, but it's also studio management. So it does your scheduling and your client tracking and financials and just, you know, manages all that end of it. But then the sales software is absolutely amazing. It's the best thing that's out there for designing on the walls. And so that's something that I get from every single client is snapshots of their walls. And even when I'm doing displays, I'm telling them I'm going to work with you just like a regular client. And so that gives me permission then to do a design consultation. And what that design consultation is going to be is walking them through, you know, their home, their style, their decor colors, you know, just everything about the way they live. And then I'm asking them for those snapshots of their walls, and I'm designing concepts on their walls. So they're seeing those before I ever even shoot the session and kind of pre-buying, basically. We're not exchanging money, but they're saying, yes, this is what I want, and narrowing down in that way. And so, and I do all of that in preview. I can take their images or their wall snapshots into preview and design right on their walls.
That is excellent. I will definitely include preview.com in the show notes so that our listeners can check it out. And I'm going to check it out myself.
Check it out.
It's excellent. Awesome. And, you know, looking at your photos, I mean, it's stunning. You so effectively capture the personality, the personalities in these children and in these families. And that just leads me to my next question. With so many photos out there and so many styles of photography, in your opinion, what makes a good photo stand out from just an average photo?
Well, that's a big one. But and you mentioned personality, and I do think that's a huge part of it, you know, just the impact. And of course, how it affects a parent is going to be big for your sales too. And, you know, I hate to be so profit driven, but I am, you know.
Right. It's a big part of it.
Gotta run the business. But I think, you know, lighting and composition are probably the two most important things. And they're things that a lot of people, a lot of photographers don't get focused on. And it can make or break your image. And so lighting composition, definitely always be tweaking, always be looking for the light, you know, get your subject as far as composition goes, get them where you want them, and then tweak with every shot that you're taking so that you can perfect the image. And one other thing that, you know, I wanted to mention, you're just thinking about this is, if you haven't looked at PPA, PPA is Professional Photographers of America. Mm-hmm. And you can find PPA.com. And on the PPA website, they have the 12 elements of a merit print. And a merit print is a competition print. When we enter competition, we get merits for anything that scores above an 80. And it has listed there for you those 12 elements that are so important. And I think that that studying those things and looking at competition prints, whether it's through PPA or WPBI, you know, looking at some of these organizations, there's a state PPA organization in every state of the U.S. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, getting involved in competing really, I think, takes your imagery to the next level. And so highly recommend that. But also, you know, just checking that out and looking to see what PPA says, you know, these are the 12 things that really make or break an image.
Excellent. And, you know, since we're talking about images and style, could you briefly describe what your post-process workflow is like?
Yeah, I do keep things pretty simple. And right now, 90 to 95% of the sessions that I'm doing immediate sales. And so part of that process is doing the design consultation. And so I've started the sale at that point, you know, right from the first phone call. I'm talking about designing for their walls, mm-hmm. about having them walk through their home and taking snapshots for me and sending those over and telling them that I'll custom design something, you know, for those walls that they send to me. And then we're doing just a Skype call and doing a screen share, and I'm showing them the different designs that I've put together right on their own walls. And so what that allows me to do is I don't have to have this process of a week getting their images ready and making sure everything's perfect before they see it. You know, I've already done a lot of the legwork on the sale. Mm-hmm. And so now it's just picking out the images to fill those holes that we've already put together. And so I've loved this process, and it's changed my life literally because I don't have that workflow in between, and I'm only touching ever images that have been ordered. And so it seriously is a game changer. And I'm doing that, like I said, 90 to 95% of my sessions. The only time I don't do it is if I've got a newborn and maybe they already have siblings. And so it's, you know, one of those sessions that might be a 2-hour session and I really need to weed through the images, and they've got a newborn. And so asking them to spend another hour with me doing the sale. And so, but everything else, you know, all my families, my high school seniors, kids, everything else I'm doing immediately following the session and just making arrangements for them beforehand. And it really has changed my life. And so then the only thing that I'm opening are ordered images. And so those I just bring right into Photoshop. I do all my final retouching and send to the lab. So it's super, super simple and streamlined.
Wow, I really like that. And you bring up a great point about that, well, potentially awkward period of time after the shoot when you're trying to get all of the images pretty before you've sold any, which is what so many of us do, myself included. And it can be, if you let too much time go by, it's kind of like the trail can grow cold. And even waiting to hear back from them, that's been a big pain point for a lot of people. So I really like how you're doing this as far as selling and doing the legwork at the very beginning and getting that process rolling.
Yeah, it does make a huge difference. And you know, it is more time involved beforehand, but it makes such a huge difference in the sale. My sales are so much higher. And they were high before. I've always had great sales, but just taking this extra step beforehand, the sales are better. They're easier. People come into it already knowing basically, okay, I know I'm going to do something on this living room wall and something in each of the kids' bedrooms or whatever we've decided. They know ahead of time. So it's not getting to the end of showing them their images and then saying, okay, what would you like?
Right.
You know, when they have no idea if we don't tell them, if we're not suggesting. And so a lot of that legwork has been done. And then, of course, the workflow process on the back end is just completely different. You know, by spending an extra hour before the session and working with the client and building those rooms, you know, I have taken out hours of workflow afterwards.
They have no idea if you don't tell them. That's a great quote.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've had, from my own personal experience years ago, I do a photo shoot, a portrait shoot, and I spend hours, days trying to get the photos ready for presentation. And I send the client over to their online gallery. And I mean, like you said, they have no idea what they want. And so what happens is that sometimes they would take months. I can't believe I would let it drag on that long.
If ever.
And then, you can feel a little bit, it can be a little aggravating, a little annoying, and then they feel bad because they know they need to get back to you and it's this thing they need to do, but they're not sure how to make up their minds. And so I can totally see where helping to guide the client can be really beneficial.
I work with hundreds of photographers. I am a business coach and I have an online coaching business as well as working one-on-one through consultations and small workshops. But that is probably the biggest thing that is melting people down, making people want to quit, ruining people's marriages. You know, all of it is because we spend so much freaking time at the computer and all night. And, you know, we're trying to have a happy home and take care of our kids and take care of our spouses and whatever. And so that means that we're up all night because everybody else, you know, needs to be shifted into those evening spots or whatever. And, you know, that one thing is something that, I mean, it seriously is a game changer. Getting in front of your clients for the sale, getting your images offline, because they do. They see them all and they love them. And they usually will tell you right away, oh, I love them. They're so awesome.
Right.
And then you don't hear from them for a week and then 2 weeks and then a month and then 2 months. And you feel like you're bugging them. And a lot of times it dies.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've been there. It can be really, really painful. And then actually, that was a great segue into the next part of our conversation. I want to talk about the business side of having a photography career. Because like I said, so many, not just photographers, but creative minds, we really struggle with this. And a lot of us learn through trial and error, myself included. I've made just about every mistake in the book that you could possibly make. And so, absolutely. And also, I want to mention your website, because you have a portfolio site, a client site, but you also have a business site called phototalk.biz, and that's where your coaching comes into play, correct?
Correct, yes. We have a great group and a 12-module course that's super beefy, tons of information, and we've just got a great group. We've got a little private Facebook group where everybody can interact and share what they're doing in their businesses and get their questions answered, so it's been really great.
Excellent. Well, Lori, you know, my next question for you, can you tell us what has been the most challenging aspect of being in business that you encounter when you talk to these photographers?
Well, the biggest obstacle is just being in business in general, you know, taking pictures is the fun part, right?
Right. Absolutely.
And, but there are so many other things and so many other hats that we have to wear, you know, down to the bookkeeping and cleaning and, you know, just all the things that, who wants to think about that stuff? Plus, we've got to think about getting people in the door, our marketing, our networking, you know, just all the different hats that we have to wear. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just trying to stay focused and compartmentalize the different components of our business. Because we all want to book sessions and we all get excited to go out and shoot, but there are so many other parts of our business that we have to take care of. We don't think about that when we go into business. We just jump because we have this thing that we love and people are telling us that we're good at and wanting us to, you know, just like when I started, oh, will you photograph my kids? You know, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what to charge you. I don't know how all this is going to work. I don't know about setting aside money for tax. You know, like there's so many things that we just don't think about. And then all of a sudden we're 6 months in or a year in and we've got our hands in the air going, what have I done? You know, so it's just, it's business management, I think, is the biggest thing. Time management, running your business, and, you know, figuring out all the little different parts that we have to take control of.
Definitely. And, you know, those are details that are not necessarily fun, but I would say that we spend even more time doing those other details and actually taking the photos, which is what a lot of people don't necessarily realize when they get into it, because it can be very romantic, you know, just and when you're getting compliments left and right about how great you are at taking photos, it's kind of like you get sucked into it.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Absolutely.
Definitely. And, you know, for my next question for you, this is a pain point for a lot of photographers and creatives in general. How do you get your name out there? How do you market yourself and your business and get new gigs and assignments?
Well, the biggest thing for me has been networking. It's been really defining my target client first, and then looking at that target client and saying, where is she spending time and where is she spending money? And I think those two questions are so, so important for getting in front of the right people, in front of the right businesses, in front of the right well-connected people, and networking. And I have been somebody that has been, like, I don't spend money on marketing. I invest time in other people and other businesses, but I don't spend money. I've never spent money on an ad or a direct mail campaign. I haven't done any of those things over all these years, but it's because I do have such a strong network and I work really, really hard at that. And so really knowing and understanding my target client and what are her priorities? Where is she spending that time? Where is she spending that money? And then getting in front of those people. And that's been the backbone of my business and keeping me busy. And right now I'm at almost 20 years in, you know, I've been doing this a long, long time. And luckily I have built a client for life sort of client base. And so I've been able to be very choosy in the last couple of years of what clients I'm even going to take and what clients that I don't. And that's a very blessed place to be. I don't take that for granted, but I do know that it's because of the networks that I've created and, you know, really digging in at this point to that top 20%. You know, if you know about the 80-20 rule, you know that 20% of your business is bringing you 80% of your income.
Absolutely.
And so if you start focusing on that 20%, then, you know, you're going to be much more profitable and a whole lot happier because you're really taking care of the people who mean a lot to your business and love you. And so, you know, it just makes a lot of sense. And of course, you can't start out that way. But if you take care of your clients and take care of your network, then you'll end up being able to make those kind of decisions. And you know, part of that too is taking care of those people. You know, if you're doing sessions and then wondering why you haven't heard from them a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, you know, there's something that's not happening on your end, you know, so what are you doing to keep connected and stay in front of those people that you want to have back in your business again and again?
And, you know, you're right, Lori, it's definitely an introspective process. And many of us don't start out that way. And I know right now we're listening audience, there are quite a few beginning photographers who are listening and probably thinking, oh, well, Lori's been doing it for 20 years, so of course it's coming easily to her. But specifically for those who are just starting out, do you have any advice for how they begin to put themselves in front of their target market? What are some practical steps that they can take to do that?
Well, I do think the first step is knowing who we're marketing to and who we want to be in front of. And so clearly defining that target client is number one. And then number two is going back through that list and thinking about, you know, where is she spending time, where is she spending money? Going back through that and saying, okay, what businesses are providing this? Where is she shopping? Where is she, you know, volunteering? Where does she go to church? Where does she go to the gym? Where do her kids go to school? You know, think about all these things. And then just finding ways and people to connect with. And, you know, and as I said earlier, the easiest way to do that is with your camera. You know, and whether it's a school or a charity or a business, a doctor, it doesn't matter. Very rarely will you get told no if you tell someone, call them and say, I love what you're doing. I want to help you shout it out. I would love to come by and take a few photos and write a quick article on you. Mm-hmm. They're not going to tell you no. And so it's very easy just to use the tools that you have and get in front of those people and start a relationship.
This is really good stuff. I don't know if you can hear me taking notes with my pen, but it's happening. You know, next I want to talk about lessons learned over the years. Can you share with us what is the most common mistakes that you see other professional photographers make or that you have made yourself?
Well, I have definitely made a lot myself.
We all have.
Yeah. Back in 1999, which seems like forever ago now, right? 1999 was when I really decided to get serious about my business and kind of take it to the next level. Up until that time, I'd been on location and, you know, I was loving what I was doing and I was making money, but I was doing it out of my house and going, you know, to the park or, you know, whatever, to photograph people. And I didn't have a studio space. I wasn't super serious about it yet. I guess I don't know. But in 1999, my husband was hating his job, hating life, and I was really wanting to kick my business up to the next level. And so I decided that I wanted to have a studio space. And so he at that time said, well, I'm going to quit my job. I'll stay home with the kids, take care of the house, and be Mr. Mom, and you can start your business.
Wow. No pressure, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And you know what? At the time, it all seemed like, okay, this is exactly what's supposed to happen. It all happened perfect timing. But that's exactly what happened was there was so much pressure on me to jump in and take care of my family 100%. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I had the biggest chip on my shoulder that you could ever imagine. I mean, I worked night and day you know, falling asleep at my computer at night. And I mean, it was horrible. And a couple years into that, we ended up divorced. You know, it was one of those things where I ruined my marriage because I was mad and he was depressed. I mean, you know, there was all these things that went into this.
Right.
But, you know, just letting the business really run me into the ground was, you know, it was a big mistake. It was a big, you know, trial thing, but it also made me really wake up and say, okay, I have to get this figured out and I have to run my business. I have to put my family first or I have to quit. There is no choice here. You know, and I've never worked for anyone else. I've always had my own business since I was 16 years old. And so I did believe I could make it work, but I also knew that I really had to make some changes in what was happening because I wasn't putting my family first. I was putting my business first and I let my family fall apart. And so it was a wake up call and I did a 180, you know, it was at that time. And of course you can't change overnight, but my attitude changed overnight in that I said, I'm going to figure out how to run this business for profit and also for, you know, time management, putting my family first. I will plan for myself and my family before I plan for my business. I will build a business to support those things that I plan for my business or for myself and my family. And I think that's one of the things that we get backwards a lot when we're starting our business because we will write a business plan and we get all excited about planning our business and the things that we need to do, but we forget that the business should support those personal things instead of the other way around. And that was definitely something that I did wrong. You know, I jumped in and said, I got to support my family. I got to work myself to death. And I didn't put my family first. And so I think that's one of the things most of the people that I work with, most of the photographers that I work with are young women in the business. And this is like a reoccurring story, you know, it just runs over and over and over with so many of the women that I talk to. And that is, I can't figure out how to manage this and take care of my family and run my business. What do I do? You know? Oh. And I think most people are of the mindset that just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And that's a hard position too, because you can't tell someone what to do. Like, you do have to, there are systems to put in place and there are things that I can help them with, but there is a lot of it that you just have to say, okay, I'm going to start making these choices and wow. set goals and plan for my family and my personal life first, and then build a business that allows me to do those things.
Lori, you know, first of all, I really appreciate you sharing that story with us. Thank you. You make such a great point. Many of us, and this was me years ago, we don't think about the lifestyle, about how much time we're going to have with family, with friends, you know, to really live. And like you said, many of us have stories along those lines as far as it being painful. And, you know, I've shared this before on the podcast, but years ago, and this was actually when I was engaged, I was working myself to death. And it got to the point where I started having panic attacks. Yeah. And, you know, at the time, I didn't think they were real. I thought people who had panic attacks were weak. And, you know, until I had my first one, and it was terrifying. And at the same time, there was literally a lump growing out of the side of my neck, and doctors were talking about cancer. And I mean, it was just, it was stress. It was mm-hmm. stress, because all I was doing was working all day. You mentioned falling asleep at your computer, and I came pretty close to that. And you know, it was a hard lesson that I had to learn, that I needed to really pay attention to the lifestyle that I wanted. And also, the more stressed you are, the harder it is to be creative. I mean, they've done studies on this where parts of your brain are affected and shut down, and you're not thinking clearly when you're stressed out. Yep. And then you're expecting yourself to go out and take amazing photos and run this amazing business. You know, it doesn't work. And so I'm so glad you brought up this point about that.
Yeah, it is so important. And I think, you know, and you mentioned the stress and, you know, shutting the brain down. And there are things that are so important to us personally. And that's another thing that I get fired up and like to talk about. I have my health coaching certification. I'm very into wellness. But I think, you know, part of the important thing that we need to think about is taking care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I like to say, you know, every day we need to take our meds. And our meds stand for, M is meditation, prayer, you know, personal time, whatever you want to call that, but meditation. The E is exercise. The D, and now I'm putting myself on the spot. I have to come back to the D. S is sleep. And, you know, we need to get our sleep. It's important for the aging process, for our brain function, yes. You know, for all those things. And, you know, and sometimes we forget about these, you know, these things that we need to do every day to take care of ourselves. And, you know, and that comes first. It has to.
Absolutely. And I'm writing this down as you're talking. I apparently need to work on a handful of these, because it can be a challenge. You know, for me, it's the exercise part.
Yes.
And even just getting out and away from the laptop and out into the open air.
Yes. And D is diet. You know, I'm sitting there thinking that through that. And I'm like, why is this not coming to me? I say this every day. But D is diet, and really thinking about what we're putting into our bodies, eating healthy organic foods, and, you mm-hmm. know, and taking care of our bodies on a day-to-day basis. And that's something that stress affects as well. You know, when we're stressed out, we don't eat good things. We eat things that we are grabbing, or we're, you know, in the habit of just going by the refrigerator and opening it up, you know, instead of really planning for what goes into our body and what fuels us. And so those things are very important. And then I also feel that one of the most important things that any of us can do is just to have a grateful practice. And that is, you know, whether it's in the morning or at night before you go to bed, you know, write down 5 to 10 things that you're grateful for and really get into it, you know, not just a list of, you know, the sun shining, but talk about why, you know, what the sun on you today when you're outside, how that made you feel and, you know, really why you're grateful for it and really getting into those things. And those are just some of the things that they don't have anything to do with the photography business, but they have everything to do with how you show up every day.
Absolutely. And, you know, just to go on my own super quick rant here, I'll keep it quick, but you mentioned, you know, eating organically, and this is what I'm trying to do more and more is eat higher quality foods. And friends or family, they'll often say to me, well, it's so expensive, you know, it's cheaper just to go to McDonald's and get some quick food. And my comeback is always, it's way more expensive to go eat crap because you're going to pay for that later. I mean, in the short term, it may taste good, but in the long term, you know, cancer is more expensive. Having disease is way more expensive. And, you know, I tell them I spend a little more now, but it pays off in the long run, even quality of life, and even in me being more productive for my business. And so in a way, it's even helping me make more money because I'm healthy and I have the energy to chat with photographers for the podcast or go out and do a photo shoot or whatever. Okay, my rant's so over.
Love it. Love it.
Oh, awesome. And my next question for you, can you share with us something that you wish you knew before you stepped into photography professionally?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, we've talked about so many things already, you know, just the business and everything that it takes to run a business. But I think really the biggest thing is probably just a small business issue anyway, maybe not just photography, although most photographers struggle with this, and that is pricing. You know, I think we all start, every one of us starts, and we don't price appropriately and we're not profitable. And that's part of the thing that really, you know, tears us up and ends up messing up family life and, you know, all these other things because we have to work harder when we're not working smarter. And, you know, not being priced appropriately is a huge, huge part of that. And so, you know, that's one of the biggest things when I look back that I wish I would have. And I didn't start as cheaply as a lot of people. I actually worked for another photographer for a year and I didn't shoot that whole time. I worked, you know, carding negatives and doing albums and going out and getting displays for him and doing some sales and, you know, just all the back of the house stuff, which was so important for me going into my own business because I had seen a well working studio at the time. But I still, you know, I wasn't going to charge what he charged, you know, I was just starting. And so, you know, I wasn't priced appropriately. And that was one of the big things that when I had my little mental breakdown and got divorced and knew I needed to make some changes, I hired a business coach. And, you know, and that's something that I've continued to do over the years. No matter where I am in business, I always know there are things to streamline, there are things to, you know, make run better, you know, getting systems in place. And even 2 years ago, when I really said, okay, I want to dig into this 20%, I hired a business coach that went through that whole process with me and really dug out my core 20 percenters in my business. And that's who I chose to focus on. And so, you know, and I booked my entire calendar for that year. And that's the way that I'm continuing to do it now is by just being proactive and calling those top 20% and saying, you know, hey, I want to make sure I get to photograph this year. I'm only taking a certain number of sessions. You don't need to pick your day, but you need to pick your month. Let's get you on my calendar. And, you know, just being proactive. And I never would have even though I've done all the things that I've done in my business and I'm proud of those things, you know, there are things like that if I wouldn't have hired a business coach to do that, I probably never would have written that script and started picking up the phone and being proactive and calling those 20 percenters. And so I think that those things are so important to, you know, to hire somebody that is where you want to be, that can, you know, help you get to the next level. And I so believe in that. I would not be where I am right now if I didn't hire coaches along the way.
And so I'm curious, how did you go about finding a business coach for yourself?
Well, I have chosen just about every year to study with someone different. And so I just seek out. And it's a lot of times not someone who's even in the photography industry.
Okay.
So for example, a couple of years ago, The E-Myth is a great book. And if you haven't read the E-Myth, that's something I'd love for you to put on the show notes.
Absolutely.
And The E-Myth is a fantastic book. And the first time I read it, it's old. I mean, I read it the first time in like 2001, 2002 and cried all the way through it. I mean, it's a business book, but it was talking directly to me. You know, mm-hmm. I was letting my business run me. And it talks about setting up systems and putting practices in place as if you were going to be selling a franchise. So thinking about yourself like a McDonald's or a Subway and putting those systems in place so that that you can literally walk out of your business and somebody could walk in tomorrow and run it. And that made a huge, huge impact on me at the time. And so a couple of years ago, I actually hired an E-Myth coach. And it was not inexpensive. I invested a lot of money into it, but it just made such a huge difference in my business. And, you know, I have over the years gone through years where I said, okay, I want to double my revenue this year. Mm-hmm. And now I'm at the point where that's not important to me. What's important to me is the bottom line and time management. And so I want to be photographing less sessions for more money. And that's why I wanted to dig into that 20%, because, you know, if you've got a handful of clients that have spent thousands of dollars with you on a session, why would I not focus on them over the ones that are spending $1,000, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, and just reading books, I'm always reading books, and a lot of times just through books and networking in that way, of course, with social media now, we have so much at our fingertips, but I'll find either an author who is doing business coaching or someone that they recommend and just start following them and looking at what they have to offer. And I have found a lot of business coaches that way as well.
Awesome. And you know, you kind of answered in advance my next question for you. I was going to ask you for a particular photography resource or a tool or something that would help our listening audience. And I will absolutely include the E-Myth in the show notes. Is there anything else that you recommend?
Well, PhotoTalk.biz, of course.
Of course.
We do really have a great community. And I also have a new book out, which I'm super excited about. It's called Maximizing Profits, a practical guide for photographers. And it's all about the business practices, you know, that I've learned over the years. And so I'm really proud of that book. And I feel like it's been a really good guide for a lot of people. But as far as other things, I mean, just getting involved in workshops and connecting with other photographers, that's been so important to me over the years, is really feeling like I have a community and, you know, people that I can fall back on or learn from. We learn together. And getting together at conventions, you know, now conventions to me are like family reunions, you know, these are my people. And so I highly, highly recommend conventions and workshops to you guys. And there's some great ones out there. We mentioned PPA and WPPI. And of course, those are international conventions that bring in 10 to 15,000 photographers at a time. And it's kind of all on steroids and crazy. But, you know, you've got your state conventions, which are, I think, you know, I mean, if I had to pick, I would even pick my state organization just because those are my friends. Those are the people that, you know, I've got a broken lens. I can call somebody, you know, somebody gets sick and they can put it on the website. Hey, I need a backup for this weekend. And they've got a list of people ready to help, you know? So I love those. There's also, you know, workshops like Shutterfest. I don't know if you've heard of that.
But, I have, but I've never been.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's just such great energy and such a great learning experience. But Shutterfest is awesome. There's also a magazine that they put out. It's called Shutter Magazine. And Behind the Shutter is actually what it's called, Behind the Shutter Magazine. It's now in Barnes & Noble. So there's a beautiful printed edition that comes out every month, and you can pick it up at Barnes & Noble. Or of course, you can find it online at shuttermag.com. But, you know, just great, great networking through conventions. And I kind of feel like, you know, if I had to pick a resource, I would say go do something in person, do something in live. And if you could do something like Shutterfest that has a lot of hands-on opportunity, you know, even better.
Awesome. And you know, our final question, but the most important, tell us where we can find you online.
Well, my client gallery is nordstromphoto.com, and there you can click into the seniors, but that's a separate website as well, nordstromseniors.com. And then for business coaching, I'm at phototalk.biz, and I'm on Facebook, and I'm regular on Facebook, but I don't do a lot of business stuff on Facebook. I keep it pretty personal, but you can find me there at Lori Nordstrom. And I'm on all the other stuff too, Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff. So I'd love to connect with you guys there. So find me, say hi, let me know you listen to the podcast, and I would love to connect.
Awesome. Well, just thank you so much, Lori, for taking time out of your schedule to chat with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. It was fun.
Are you getting ready for your first photo shoot and need to learn some common mistakes to avoid? Or maybe you need to learn how to communicate with your clients and grow your business through email marketing. Or perhaps you're just getting started with your website and you're trying to figure out this WordPress hosting stuff. When you're in business for yourself, it's a lifelong learning process for sure. And that's why I've set up the Pro Photographer Journey Resource Center. You can learn all of this and more through my free and paid self-paced online courses. Each course focuses on these individual topics and is designed to hold your hand every step of the way and help you learn how to run your business more successfully. You'll also find a host of other tools in the Resource Center that are useful for running your photography business, many of which I use myself. From email marketing tools to forming an LLC for your business to cool image editing software, it's there. And wherever possible, I include coupon codes to these online services so that you can grab a discount. So check it out at prophotographerjourney.com/resource center. That's prophotographerjourney.com/resource center.